What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Sports Talk Buffalo. I'm your host, Drew, and thank you for making me a part of your week. I took a couple weeks to digest the Buffalo Bills 2023 NFL Draft. How do I have them graded out? Stick around and find out. Let's have some fun. After taking a few weeks to digest the Buffalo Bills draft, just how well did they actually do? What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another video of Sports Talk Buffalo. Before we go any further, I want to remind you guys to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you guys never miss a video. I talk Bills, Sabres, and the University at Buffalo men's basketball and football teams right here on this page. Also, remember to check out some cool merch. The links are in the description below. Going into this draft, it was clear that the Buffalo Bills not only had several holes to fill, but also a few upgrades that they needed to make or that they needed to focus on heading into this draft. Myself and my buddy Mark focused on just that in our latest live stream. You can check that link above to find out our thoughts pre-draft for the Buffalo Bills. So how did the Buffalo Bills actually do in this year's draft? Well, obviously, we're going to start in the first round, where many, including myself, believed the Buffalo Bills would try to address their biggest need, in my opinion, heading into this draft, which was the linebacker position. And many also believed that the wide receiver position was something that they needed to address, and they thought they would address in this first round. However, to my surprise and most other fans' surprise, the Buffalo Bills went ahead and drafted a tight end in Dalton Kincaid, who many said were the best receiving tight ends in this draft. The Buffalo Bills actually traded up a couple of spots to go ahead and select Dalton Kincaid, jumping over the Dallas Cowboys, who were set to draft him in the 26th spot. The Buffalo Bills jumped up over them to get to number 25 so that they could have their pick of the tight end that they wanted. This came as a shock to all Buffalo Bills fans because it wasn't a position of need that the Bills or Bills Mafia really thought that they needed, as they had just signed Dawson Knox to a relatively large contract not too long ago. We all believed that this was a non-factor heading into this draft. And of course, Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott surprise us all and draft a tight end. But most of Bills Mafia wanted another weapon for Josh Allen. And you can look no further than Dalton Kincaid, who most are calling just simply a big wide receiver. As I stated all offseason, Buffalo Bills fans clamored for another weapon for Josh Allen, as down the stretch it seemed that their offense kind of got a little stale, and they absolutely addressed that by going out and getting Kincaid in the first round. He was the first offensive player drafted in the first round since the Buffalo Bills drafted Josh Allen. They don't have to look very far to understand why Dalton Kincaid is such an absolute weapon, as it is said that he has got pretty much everything you would want in a receiving tight end. He has outstanding ball skills, terrific hands, able to pluck the ball out of the air very effortlessly. He's got great body control, and he wins the 50-50 balls that are thrown up to him all over the field. Now, one of the areas of concern for the Bills was the middle of the field, and I believe that this will be their main target over the middle of the field, as Dalton Kincaid will be a nightmare matchup potentially for any linebacker because of his speed and his agility. And he will also be a nightmare matchup for pretty much any DB, as he is 6'3" and 249 pounds. He is simply going to be a problem for most teams, provided the Buffalo Bills can use him correctly. He led all tight ends in receptions in college last year with 70 receptions, and he was the main target in Utah's offense coming out of college. overall. This was a head-scratching pick for the Buffalo Bills when you first look at it, but if you dive a little bit deeper, you can see that the Bills just wanted another weapon for Josh Allen, and they got just that in Kincaid, the best receiving tight end in this draft. That, to me, is a very, very solid pick with the Buffalo Bills' first-round pick. Now the Bills try to upgrade a position that we all know they needed to upgrade with their second-round pick. They tried to upgrade their O-line with an offensive guard, Osiris Torrance, out of Florida. Now, as we stated, Buffalo had a pretty porous offensive line, leaving Josh Allen basically to scramble for his life on a majority of his dropbacks. He had to be a superhero. He had to put his body on the line. And the Buffalo Bills front office is trying to keep Josh Allen upright and try to keep him in the pocket a little bit more with their second overall pick in Osiris Torrance. Torrance was a very, very good starter in college, and he appears to be an immediate upgrade over pretty much any guards that the Buffalo Bills have currently on their roster. He should slot right in as their right guard heading into the season, giving them immediate help going into this season. Osiris Torrance had a very strong collegiate career. He gave up precisely 0 sacks for his entire college career. So hopefully he can translate that into the NFL. He went up against some very good competition in college, went up against some of the best pass rushers on the inside in college, and he dominated all of them, and he looked very strong doing it, again, giving up 0 sacks in his entire collegiate career. Now we move on to the next round as the Bills tried to address, they finally tried to address a pretty substantial hole in their lineup as they had the departure of Tremaine Edmonds, their middle linebacker, who signed a giant contract, something the Bills absolutely could not offer him. And he walks away from the Buffalo Bills after, I believe, 5 seasons with Buffalo. Again, leaving a giant hole. The Bills selected linebacker Dorian Williams in the 3rd round. Now, Williams was a very solid player at Tulane, was a 3-year starter, and finished his career with 27 tackles for loss. This position to me will likely be the most interesting position to watch in all of training camp and preseason heading into the season as we try to find out who will be the Buffalo Bills' starting middle linebacker to fill the hole, the giant hole left by Tremaine Edmonds. Now, the Buffalo Bills had a lot of trades in this draft. Their next pick was not until the 5th round, where they drafted wide receiver, big wide receiver, Justin Shorter. He was 6'4", 229 pounds. Wasn't the most productive member in his college career. That's why he kind of slipped down in this draft. He was a 5-star recruit, but never really seemed to get his footing in college. A very average player in college, and he will likely have a position battle on his hands to try to be the 5th or 6th receiver for the Buffalo Bills heading into the season. And the last 2 picks in the 7th round, of course, offensive guard Nick Broeker and cornerback Austin Alex, who will likely add depth to the Buffalo Bills heading into this season. Overall, I give the Buffalo Bills a grade of a B-, as the Bills did a fairly solid job in trying to fill some of the holes that they had and trying to upgrade some of the positions of need as we get further into this offseason, as we head into the next season. The Bills, again, upgraded the guard position. They added a weapon in Kincaid for Josh Allen. However, I only gave them a B- because they still did not address the glaring hole at middle linebacker in the draft, whether they drafted one or in the draft via a trade. The Bills are headed into next season without a steady middle linebacker in the middle, somebody we've seen that can handle the duties in Tremaine Edmonds. He did it right out of college as a 19-year-old. A lot of people were not overly excited about Tremaine Edmonds. Do I think he's worth the money that he is making now? Absolutely not. Would I rather have him on my team? Absolutely. His size alone gives people problems. Now the Buffalo Bills will go with potentially a very small linebacking core. As I just looked through the roster, I did not see a linebacker over 6'1". On this Buffalo Bills team, likely they will try to get speed and agility over size heading into this next season with Sean McDermott calling the defensive plays for the Buffalo Bills. So how did you think that the Buffalo Bills did in this draft? Make sure you guys comment below. I try to answer every single comment that you guys leave. I want to thank you guys all for watching. That's going to do it for this week. Have a fantastic week.